point of view and camera or room seem to be inherent. So how do you take photographs without identifying with the point of view in the camera, suggested by the camera, enforced by the camera? Well, it's a consideration that's very similar to the matter of experience prior to self-contraction or egoity. What is experience, even in the context of perceptual arising, as it is presently humanly experienced? What is that when it is without the point of view in the room, without the point of view in the body? Not the point of view in the room, but the point of view of the room. Is to consider this when I was back at Columbia. I remember writing about it often. It was one of the earliest descriptive ideas I developed, along with this idea of people sitting around a stone. This notion of being in the room and then being the room, being the wallpaper. So, well, that was something I remember writing when I was a teenager at Columbia. It was a very fundamental conception, sense of the process of my own event, of becoming a point of view in the room, and realization was to be the one itself, to be the condition, the circumstance in which experience is arising. I was aware of the transition that had occurred in my own case, what it was about. The idea of it was a consideration of mine as a boy in my room. And that's in the memory. And it is very similar to this consideration of the camera. The camera, camera means room. So it's just a way of abstracting the same consideration into this technical problem of photography. Whatever you are doing and all of your thinking and knowing, it's not about what is required for the existence of the universe or for the existence of your own body, therefore.
No.
So-called your own body, you see. Which is simply a focal point called into being by the existence of a body, by the universe making a body. With this characteristic of potential association not only with life, with energy, subtlety beyond gross, but consciousness through the causal mechanism. But that consciousness, which then appears as point of view, a focal point in the room or the camera of the body mind, is the consciousness within which the camera is arising. It's peeping through that little hole there, you see. It's the same light and consciousness within which the camera and the point of view are arising. It is a mechanism for apprehending light, and it need not go anywhere, and the universe need not have any size whatsoever. And, in fact, does not have any size whatsoever.
The universe has no size.
How big is light? It is dimensionless point, is it? It is just as is.
Yeah.
Mechanisms arise within it that suggest camera, focal point, refracting the light into its rainbow of possibilities, is it? Lens. Glass.
And attention is that
refracting glass. Material.
Refracting, yeah.
At the deepest level, think of it at the molecular level, the atomic level. Just a twist in the plus and minus of energy itself, light itself. Inside and outside arise simultaneously. Everything inside the camera was generated along with everything outside the camera. Simultaneously, it is an incident in light. It's only from point of view that there's light out there as well as over here. In light itself, there is no size. But there is possible point of view. Infinite number. Infinite possible points of view. Infinite possibilities, therefore. Coherent potential within it. Coherent. So this is the nature of it. It's not just fun, so obviously. You're not in the ultimate paradigmatic situation. What situation are you in, and what is the point of it and purpose of it? Or what about it altogether, I say? That's the true religious quest, religious process, isn't it? Do we not use the word religious? As long as you understand, it is simply the most profound matter of reality and truth. How do you become sensitized to that? How does this understanding awaken and so forth? What is the process of it? Well, you see, of course, this is my consideration with you and my revelation to you.